Ladies and gentlemen, what is good? Welcome back to the Hype Report. Today, a very special guest, someone I've watched for a long time, someone who's popping off in the space, Antonio, also known as Ants Kicks. How are we?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me. The set is actually ridiculous.
Yeah, the set is sick, man. You've came colour coordinated.
Yeah, I'm camouflaged right now.
Yeah, bro, it's... every guest comes on just like bigs it up because it is amazing. Like, it's so fucking sick. But thank you for coming through, sir.
Thank you for
having me. You've been a requested guest.
Really?
Yeah. Tell the people who don't know who you are, what you are and what you do.
I basically make TikToks on the internet, get dressed, fashion, but mainly I'm more into my shoes, I'd say, than the fashion itself, but make fashion videos, buy people's shoes, review clothing, that type of thing.
Yeah. Nice fashion TikTok.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else? Anything else you want to tell the people? You also got a brand.
Yes.
You got a couple of things on the side.
Yeah, I do have a couple of things on the side. Not yet, but soon will be the launch of Not One Brand, which is a new business I've started with a few friends, which is essentially selling Not One Brand. So a bit of everything.
Yeah, I like that. Pre-loved, innit?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I really love the idea of pre-loved. Even for me buying it, I usually buy more pre-loved.
Yeah, well, the pre-loved at the moment is sick because one, it's cheaper. Yeah. Two, we're in a fucking cost of living crisis and everything's fucked. So exactly. It is just, you know, naturally a lot better. And it's better for the environment. Mm-hmm. There's so many positives to pre-loved, man.
Right,
positives.
It's just prices. Like, yeah. For example, the shoes I'm literally wearing right now, the pink foams. I picked these up for 150 and I think brand new, they're going for about 500.
Yeah.
And it's like
crazy.
They're barely used. You can't really tell. You could get away with them being new on your feet. So I don't understand.
They also, the best thing about pre-loved for me is that stuff doesn't lose value. Like, yeah. So obviously if you buy a dead stock or brand new pair, as soon as you put it on, instantly, I don't know, you could lose 100, 200 quid. Yeah. But the good thing about pre-loved, you can wear it maybe for a week. And if you hate it, you can sell it on for either the same amount or roughly that same ballpark figure. Because as long as you haven't fucking like played heads and volleys in them or something, they're like fine. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Another thing is with buying pre-loved is I'll wear a pair of shoes and someone will be like, oh, that shoe is really, really nice and kind of see it from me wearing it. And then sometimes you can even sell it for more.
Yeah.
It's happened to me a few times where I pick something up as a steal, wear it, and then everyone suddenly like, oh, like kind of like this. And someone messaged me being like, oh, I want this. And I can end up like kind of making profit off that.
Yeah, that's sick.
Which is good. And also just the steal aspect. Like, I don't have money to be spending like £1,000.
Yeah.
That's what happened with my Kors Jordan 4s. DS two and a half grand.
Yeah, crazy price, man.
And I did end up paying like £1,000, which is still ridiculous, but it's more than half price.
It's a lot of money, but you're still at uni. Throwing out £1,000 on kicks is a lot.
Yeah, it's probably not smart, but being at uni, spending £1,000 on a pair of shoes for me is what like I want to do.
Yeah. First.
Like shoe collection as a whole, like, I love collecting them. And like you said, their whole value. So in a way, I don't really see it as spending money. You know, if you spend money on a holiday, your money's gone. You buy a pair of shoes, you sell a pair of shoes, you get your money back. So I sway more to that as like when I spend money, it's usually on clothing and shoes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about something you did recently. Like, how did you shut down London?
Oh,
I'll let you describe the event a little bit and whatever, but that's quite a good place to start the pod, I think.
I decided to host the world's first free pop-up. And the concept was everyone would turn up. We'd give out a select amount of tickets. Once you get your ticket, you go into the pop-up and leave with something completely free, whether that's like a pair of Air Max 95s. We had like brand new shoes, Stussy, Supreme, Palace, that type of thing, which is essentially what we're going to be selling. And it didn't turn out as planned because over 1,000 people turned up. Like, we couldn't.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
The whole street was packed. No one expected it. And people were telling me, how do you not expect it? Like, you have like over 100,000 followers on TikTok, but like a number on a screen versus like real life is so different.
Yeah.
And even, you know, with like, I have 120K on TikTok for 1,000 people to turn up. Like, that ratio was not what I was expecting.
It's sick, man. It's so
good.
Night
before, I was thinking like, what if like 100 people turn up and I look like a bit dumb? And like,
yeah.
And it just went crazy. Couldn't give away anything because the police were like, you can't do this, basically.
So what did the police say? Like, you're legally not allowed to give shit away.
This is the thing. I wasn't there when the police were speaking because I was getting swarmed by people. I had to walk around Soho with like 200 people around me to get them away from the shop because we did it in London Sneaker Club. The shop's road is quite small.
Really? Now we were there the day after,
yeah,
man.
It's quite
really
narrow,
small.
But like the whole street was just full. No cars could go past. And then like the cafe next door and the shop next door were calling the police. Police Fuck. Basically said, can't give away anything. And they'll get everyone out of there. So when, as soon as the police tells people to leave, they leave. When I tell people to leave, they don't leave.
They listen.
Police told everyone to leave and they left. And we got to a point where there was maybe like 100 people still like waiting there. And we're like, should we just give it away? Like, we could do it now. But the police said specifically, we can't give away anything. Because if we were to give away one thing and it gets around, same thing happens again. And then at that point, we get arrested.
Yeah, like, it's not quite worth that risk, man.
So we were like, you know what? We'll postpone it. The tickets were given out. And people that came up to me with a ticket and I could verify they had a ticket, something's been sent to their house.
Or okay, I've sick, sick.
Hand-delivered it. But people after it was my birthday on that day. So after we went for like a nice lunch with my friends, come back to the shop and they're like, bro, people were outside like forging your signature, selling tickets for like a fiver. And they were like actually selling tickets. So we were like, oh, we can only accept the tickets which have been verified by me. You can't accept any ticket because people are just like,
that's fucking crazy. So people were forging tickets, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
This is the thing. I'm not really set up with like a very difficult signature. So it was kind of easy to fake, but to think that people were literally sitting outside writing it and yeah, like man, selling them.
Well, I'd say it's sick. It's not. It's sick to show progress.
Yeah.
But obviously it's not ideal for you.
Yeah.
But good problems, man, that you had that many people turn up. So yeah, cool.
Literally the day before, I was sitting in a seminar, sitting next to my uni friend. I'm like, oh, mate, what if no one turns up? Oh, my, it's going to be so embarrassing. If I do all this and then no one comes, I look like an absolute fool. That's the worst thing that could have happened if no one turns up. And then we get near and I get a text from someone. He's like, mate, there's hundreds of people in this park. What have you done? I'm thinking, I don't know what I've done. And the plan was for me to go in the park and speak to everyone. I turn a corner and people in the park see me and I'm with 5 foot. They just start running at us. So we didn't even get to go into the park and speak.
Damn.
The road next to it was fully stopped. We were standing on like this little door ledge being like, hi guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the plan was to give out a riddle and the riddle would have given you access to find where the store was.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100 people probably used that and figured it out and they were there like in line. Everyone else just didn't understand it. So people were just running around Soho
trying to find where
it was. Exactly, yeah.
Fuck, man. That's crazy. Yeah. That is the power of social media, like in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's crazy because, you know, if you get 100,000 views on the internet, like that's a really good video. You don't really step back and think like that's 100,000 people that have seen it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like even follower wise, like you're on like over a million, like a million people is a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's always like easy to
perception. Like, yeah. The is that the right word? Perception.
Perception.
Perspective. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. But the point is that like, if you got to take a step back sometimes, yeah. Especially you can't live entirely on socials. Like that's what I do quite a lot. And you just get too engrossed with it and you kind of forget like the reality of what you've built.
Yeah.
And it's sick, man. So you're so young doing that. It's crazy.
Yeah. On my birthday as well, it was literally the best birthday I could ask for.
Yeah, that's sick.
People were handing me like birthday cards. I got a cake and flowers. Yeah, it was a bit mental. You mentioned about like social media taking like perspective wise. How do you like deal with...
Oh, get the questions. It's nice. This is nice. How do I deal with what, sorry?
With like... social media and then real life, because obviously it's
tough man. I think at the moment I'm going through it a little bit, like it's difficult to, I say like it, being an influencer by the way is like the easiest job in the world, like let's not get it twisted. I would not trade that for a 9-to-5 in a nutshell. But I think what I've done recently is I've kind of not done too much, but I've had too many projects going on.
Yeah.
I've split my time across so many of them and I've kind of just haven't really had any time for myself or like real life.
Yeah.
And it's been a bit shit. Yeah, I mean, really struggled.
I feel the same in the sense, like now my main friends is like my social media friends.
Yeah.
And like, I'm second year of uni student. I've gone out like once this
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's just based on the fact, you know, every Saturday for the past weeks, I've been like buying people's shoes. So Friday night, I can't go out. Friday night, I can't really do anything. And then Saturday after I've done that, I'm like, oh, I just want to go home and sleep.
Yeah, it's so tough, man. It's
difficult
tough
to balance.
Yeah, really you've got difficult. To. You need to find a balance, or you will crumble. Yeah. I think I'm still in the process of doing it, but
I don't think you'll ever find the balance.
No, I don't think anyone who's going to be successful can actually find that balance because their mentality is so advanced. They're always trying to reach for the next step. Not reach for the stars. That's kind of cringe, but like just trying to push themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And you need to kind of be unhealthy to be like insanely financially successful, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about that. It sounds like a David Goggins or Joe Rogan podcast now. But talk about fashion inspo.
Oh, what? Who's my inspiration?
Well, yeah, like less because you like you said, you're more of a sneaker guy. I think we're probably quite similar in the sense that, well, not now as much, but maybe when you first started, your content was a lot more similar to mine now. Obviously, mine now is a little not like fashion. It's not like aesthetic and get ready with me shit. So how's your, just talk about your growth in the fashion space, because it's changed quite a lot.
So I went from selling shoes, and selling shoes means I had access to like a lot of nice shoes. So I would just wear the shoes and be like, oh, that's drip.
Yeah.
Like that's sick. That was before I went to uni. When I went to uni, my like main fashion was like, I was buying what was cool. So like Cortez, Unknown London.
Yeah.
Like Broken Planet, like those type of brands. And then, honestly, I met 5 Foot and he was just like, mate, what's wrong with you? It's like, you have all these sick shoes, but you're wearing a pair of Parrot SBs with like a full black tracksuit. It just doesn't work. So then I started being like, oh, you know what? Let me try get into fashion a bit more. And it's a journey, because when I first started TikTok, get ready with me. Oh my, the outfits were horrendous.
Yeah.
Actually dreadful. But I feel like people can kind of resonate to me in the sense that like the progress has been shown. Like I could not dress to save my life. I'm not saying I'm the best dressed now, but like it's improved, and I feel like some people followed me through that journey. But honestly, inspiration wise Pinterest is the best place.
Yeah,
I love Pinterest. Not saying that I use it all the time. Usually I'll pick an item and then try to build an outfit around it, but occasionally.
So are you now like a fashion guy? So you like style now, as opposed to kind of what it was? So now it's like, I'm gonna go on Pinterest, find an outfit, build an outfit, try and match shit together. Is that more your thing now?
More I just like, I want it to look nice. That's what it is. Before I was looking like, oh, these shoes are sick, that's all that matters.
Yeah now, I get like, that I get
I need
that.
It to flow. And sometimes, you know, my favorite shoe, I don't wear it every day, whereas before I used to wear my favorite
this
shoes
rocket
every
constantly.
Day
yeah now, I feel fashion and streetwear is definitely diversified in the sense that I said it with 5 Foot last week, that you don't need to, it's not all about brands as much anymore. It's much more about an overall aesthetic, which is cool, which actually it's actually a lot better, because one, it's accessible, it's often can be a lot more affordable. And yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's in a pretty good space.
I think controversially, I think people would disagree with me, but I think right now the fashion space is the best it's ever been, because you can go on like Vinted, or like, I don't want to say too many, like you can go on like Vinted, Depop, eBay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And like build an outfit that honestly costs you like 150 quid.
Whereas
like 4 years ago, you'd need like the full Supreme.
Yeah, you need a lot, man. You need a lot to be accepted or valid.
To be valid. Whereas like right now, you can go and buy like a pair of baggy jeans.
Yeah. Vintage as well. So like proper pre-loved stuff. Yeah.
And like make it look really cool. And now footwear is so accessible. Like you can wear literally anything on your feet.
People
are like, yeah, it's valid.
What do you think of the whole like baggy jeans? You like fucking baggy jeans? Because it's kind of been like, it's got to the point now where it's obviously, like fashion is completely cycled, right? But I feel like now, I see a lot of comments on the socials anyway, that a lot of people aren't hating on baggy jeans at all, but some people are definitely moving away from the ultra baggy stuff.
Yeah, it's practicality.
Yeah,
really baggy jeans are not easy to wear because they're really baggy, and like sometimes they'll be long. I feel like it's probably swaying away from that. I think it's hit its peak of baggy, and we might see like the shift towards more like straight leg. I wouldn't say, I don't think we'll ever go back to skinny.
Nah, but I think I think it's definitely going to go back to slim a little bit. Cause like, if you look at some of the, like, I don't want to say like American drip, but like the style over there is a lot more like, I mean, it's so diversified over there as it is here, but there is a lot more kind of slimmer fitted jeans over there.
It's definitely like that. I don't know. I feel like baggy jeans is a type of thing where everyone will always end up wearing some form of baggy bottom. I just think it will become less popular as we go on.
Yeah.
Like people move to, especially coming into summer as well, we're going to move.
What do you think of jorts?
I love them.
Oh, I fucking hate jorts.
Jorts is the best thing to come out of the UK.
I hate jorts so much, man.
Really?
I think I don't hate them on people. Like, I don't really care what people wear, but me, I'm just, I can't wear them and I hate them on me. I look like a fucking idiot. Honestly,
what,
I look like
an
idiot.
What length jorts are we saying? Like,
Well, I can't go any lower than like my knee because I look like I look so weird, mate. I look so weird and my proportions look weird. I think it's because I'm quite skinny as well. And then I just look like a stick insect. It doesn't help.
So
I've got one pair of jorts that kind of sit like, I don't even, you guys probably won't even call them jorts because I'm not cool enough, but they kind of like come to like the kneecap or a little bit below the kneecap.
Yeah.
But I've seen some of the shit you and fucking Dennis wears and it's fucking like down to like.
I have one friend who wears jorts all years around and they're finished like here.
So like, they're like Cowder Dragon shit. It's like three quarter length.
Three quarter length. He'll wear it like in winter. I've seen him in December wearing
it. I hate jorts. Clip that, Aiden. We've got to put that somewhere, man. Jorts argument. Jorts need to stop. I hate jorts.
You hate jorts?
I hate jorts.
No, jorts, I'm convinced jorts is one of the best things in fashion.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're cool, if you have that style, man, if you can pull jorts off, that's
so
sick.
So what shorts do you wear, like?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I kind of hate fashion. I hate clothes at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I love clothes, yeah. But like I hate looking in the mirror in the morning. Like, that sounds really depressing, actually. That's don't clip that. No. I hate looking at my wardrobe and in the mirror and I'm trying to pair shit together.
Do you know what it is? And I don't want to sound like really, really, I don't know the correct word. I'll just say bad. But like picking a new outfit every day is actually difficult.
Yeah.
It becomes very hard. And like you said, sometimes you look at your wardrobe and it's just like, I want to wear this because I really love it.
But yeah.
For the sake of content, I can't just wear that. I have to switch it up.
Yeah, that's a problem of being a fashion creator. Like, yeah. That's why I'm pleased I don't do what you and 5 Foot do.
Yeah.
And like a lot of other fashion creators, because that is very much like style based and I'm not like that at all. I'm not even in that. I wouldn't even brand myself as that. I don't know if I would put myself in fashion TikTok, but I probably wouldn't put it in your circle at all.
Yeah.
I would say I'm like completely, because mine's a lot more like mainstream and shit, but for the reason like I like acquiring stuff and documenting that process as opposed to.
You have some crazy pieces. I've seen that Supreme jacket, which is blue and black. I don't know what it is. It's got like a face on it.
Oh yeah, is it the Doom and thingy one? Yeah. It's like the reversible shit. Yeah, that's it.
You got the Stone Island Heat Reactive. Trying to think what else, but you get the crazy like.
Yeah, bits. Yeah. I get some really, and a lot of like, fucking bear bricks and shit. Like I got sent by the time this pod goes out, the video will be live. But I got sent a Canada Goose and Bait bear brick from Canada Goose, which is 1.7K. I'm the only person to have it in Europe. Not have that, but be gifted it in Europe.
That's mental.
Yeah, so I reached out to them. I was like, hello. They sent me a package in December of a jacket. And I was like, this is fucking amazing. So I like messaged them again. I was like, hello, it's me again. And I was like, do you reckon there's any charge you can send me this $2,000 fucking massive adult toy? It also sounds very weird. But like basically just a big fucking lump of plastic, which is stupidly expensive. And they aired me like 3-4 days. And then like earlier, like last Friday, they hit me up. It was like, hi Jack, you're in luck. And I was like, yeah, sick.
And what, they're sending it to you?
Yeah, it's here, I've got it.
How many pieces is it? Do you know?
How many what?
Like how many like bear bricks they've made?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about stock size, man, but
I feel like stock
there's not
size
many.
Be like quite low.
They've sold out, so
yeah.
Fucking sick.
Are you going to put it here?
No, I'm going to keep it in my room because I've got this one here, but it's the little Pikachu one. I'm going to swap that out with a Tech Fleece bear brick soon.
How many bear bricks do you have?
At the moment, I have four.
Four 1,000%.
Yeah, like four 1,000%, including that one. And then I used to have the Walter White one. Mm. And then, what was that? Lightning McQueen one as well.
That's like 4K worth of like action figures.
It's pretty weird.
It is pretty weird.
But that's what I like. I like doing weird shit like that. And that's what I love my content being around as opposed to someone being like, there you go.
I kind of agree with you. I buy like stupid shoes. I love like fluffy shoes.
Yeah. You like the Grateful Deads.
I love the Grateful Deads. I love like, I have some weird pairs in my collection that are just like kind of outrageous, but I like that.
I
kind of get what you mean with like a Pikachu bear brick.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. That's why I wouldn't put myself in like that fashion space. I love collecting stuff. I collect football cards, Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, literally fucking loads of weird shit. So there's a lot more to my personality that resembles what I do on screen away from camera, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wish people saw that a bit more, but if I started making videos about 2007 match attacks, probably called a but
what's your collection saying?
It's good, man. I bought my Pokemon. What are you laughing at? I don't know what's so funny about.
What's funny about a grown man collecting cards?
Their match attacks are fucking sick. Yeah. Meg, that's true. Meg bought me a new like for Valentine's Day. She bought me some new season match attacks. Well, I don't collect anymore, but I don't collect them, but like I did back in the day. But yeah, I've got recently purchased a Steven Gerrard 2007-8 season 101 club, which is cool.
Very sick. I remember I had I was in primary school. I got nearly kicked out of school for trading cards.
Yeah, man. Like, I've had that before.
Was it 101 or 100 Pele?
Really?
Like, yeah. As well, mate, back in the day, that was gold. That was actually gold.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah, match attacks are fucking sick. Buy match attacks, people. You should, man. That's fucking fun. Let's do some new. Oh no, actually, before we go on to the news segment, there's a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. Very quick fire. Best fashion trend right now and worst fashion trend right now.
Oh, that's a very.
Let's start with best because that's easier to get into best.
Best fashion.
And you can't trend say right jorts.
Best fashion trend and not jorts. You know what? Colors. I feel like now, like,
yeah, I'll come back to that. Yeah,
people wear a lot of colors compared to like before. I wouldn't see like outrageous colors, but now like people are buying like the outrageous colors. As well as that, I'm going to go through the hat phase. People are wearing like crazy trapper hats now. I don't wear any of those. I have one cool hat, but I feel like people now are like buying hats. I don't know if you've seen that.
What, like the fluffy shit?
Like fluffy shit. Like, I feel like just people are more hyped about hats now. And, like, yeah. The weirder pieces.
Jed behind the camera is a big hat guy. I've never seen him without a hat. I love hats because it covers my terrible hair. I got fucking, yesterday's video of 5 foot, I got called a crackhead because my hair looks so weird. The guy was like, the comment was, right, I don't know if you saw it. The comment was, last time I saw Culture Force, I didn't think he looked like, I didn't think he was a crackhead. And then I commented under like, it's been a rough few months. So on the good Jed, stuff.
Would you say that like hats have become more popular? Yeah.
Has he got a mic? Oh no!
No,
I just wonder why the fuck. I was like, where the fuck did that come from? Yeah. Hats are popping, man, aren't they?
Worst
fashion trend.
Worst fashion trend, and I'll say it because I love sneakers. I will never wear a shoe that's uncomfortable, so I don't understand why anyone would ever wear like a Doc Martin or a loafer. I get they look
really
good. I get why
that's
they
controversial,
look,
man. They're gonna hate you for that.
They look good, yeah, but you're not comfortable, and even people will be like, oh yeah, it's comfortable. You got to break into it. I don't want to have to break into a shoe for it to be comfortable. I want to be able to put a shoe on and be like, yeah, it's comfy.
Yeah. I one thing I would say about loafers, I think they are really cool. When that kind of like more dressy, not sneaker, but dressy shoe is sick, but I couldn't pull it off, man. It's not me at all.
It's not me. I just don't understand why it's crazy like hype because you're just putting your feet through like
torture. It's just anything that's timeless at the moment, which is really good because everyone's promoting sustainability more. Mm. But everything that's timeless at the moment is more in. So you've got stuff like Tim's, workwear, that kind of stuff.
I love me a pair of Tim's. That's as far as I'd go.
What, boot-wise, yeah?
Yeah, my feet hurt after wearing those.
Yeah, like, I couldn't.
I just don't understand. I love comfy shoes. I think that's the most important. That's why I like 350s. Occasionally, I'll still wear a pair of 350s.
Yeah,
I won't put it in a video.
I have loads of 350s. But you know what sells really well for us at the moment on Kicksforce is 350s.
Really?
Because they're so universally loved. They had the hype was so high that just because the trend, just because the cool kids and influencers at the top of the pyramid don't wear them anymore. People who have filtered down that like cool pyramid on fashion are still rocking them because the influence is still like there from back in the day. Well, not back in the day, like a couple of years ago.
My dad only wears 350s. I got my pair of 350s and that's what
That's a flex.
Like, because he's like, it's the most comfortable shoe you can wear. And I think comfortability is above everything.
I think my dad would do well in this current streetwear market because he wears like Birkenstocks and boots and shit. He would love it right now. He's like the least fashionable guy ever, but he would love it right now. Second question. Second quick fire question before we move on. Reps. What do you think of reps? It's been a controversial subject recently, as always.
I hate replica of anything. Mm-hmm. And people disagree with you. You can do whatever you want, like it's your life. But the reason why I hate it is because when I was younger, I looked at reps like being like, oh, should I buy a pair of reps? And I'm so grateful I didn't because people buy reps, one, like, you can hypothetically sell it after, but like you said, with your sneaker collection, it's timeless, it's an investment. Reps, not really an investment.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like it's kind of an easy cop-out to achieve what you want. So, like, I really want, for me, it was the Off-White Pine Green Dunks. I wanted them so badly.
Is it Michigan, the green and white ones, or is that yellow and blue?
The Michigan's yellow and blue.
Yeah. But so what's the pine green ones called? Are they cool pine green? Are they not part of the pack? Green,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They're part of the pack.
The free, the university red things, red.
University red, Michigan.
And then the
pine green, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the pine green is a different name. Unless I'm being an idiot.
Get a VAR check.
Yeah, Jed, hit me up, bro.
can we Google that? But anyway, I wanted those so badly when I was growing up and they were like £350 at the time. Now they're like £1,000. I remember having to save to get it, and once I got it, I was like, you know what, this is like the best thing ever. Whereas I feel like now, because it's so easily obtainable with like Panda Buy and like Shigugugugu, to buy whatever you want. You're just like, it's an easy cop out. It doesn't like, you don't get the same satisfaction of being like, yeah, I worked for this item and I finally obtained it. People are like, yeah, but I'm not going to spend £200 on a pair of shoes. But I feel like it's beyond the fact it's actually a shoe. It's like you're working towards it.
Yeah, yeah. I get both sides completely. I think that's really, really boring, but I do get it. I hate the fact that people sell reps. That fucks me off.
Yeah.
Because people get fried. And what that does, the problem with that is that it stops and it turns people away from getting into shoes. Because people who want to get into shoes, and just fashion, but people who want to get into shoes now, who are like 15, 16 or whatever, go on to Depop, Vinted, wherever, and they're fucking terrified of buying fakes.
That's why we have not one brand in Kicks Force.
Yeah, that's a good shout, man. Thank you for the plug, bro.
That's why we have it. Because it's not just that. It's that also pushes the resale price up, because if you can go on somewhere like Depop and be like, oh, like this shoe's, I don't know if they're real or not, but a sneaker store in London's like not going to sell a fake shoe, then people more like to buy that, but then they're charging a lot more than what it's actually worth.
Like
the divide is causing both sides to go in both directions.
So yeah, so basically the argument that reps over resale actually makes resale higher from people consuming more reps. So I've never really understood. It's a fundamentally flawed argument, but yeah. I'm not one of those guys who really hates. Yeah, I know you are, but I don't mind people wearing them.
Would you ever rep?
Not now, because obviously my situation is different. Yeah. But honestly, I'm going to say, like, when I was back in the day, I'm not going to say yes or no, because I don't know what my mindset would have been then. Because ultimately, the thing I do understand about reps is that most of them do buy for the same reason I used to buy shoes, and that is effectively to fit in with a certain subculture in fashion. I do understand.
But then I would argue that today's era is accepting more, so then it's less acceptable for reps, in the sense, like, you know, if a pair of Jordan 4s right now, you can pick up a pair of Jordan 4s for £100. Like, it's not that difficult to find a pair for like to 150. And the thing is with reps, I feel like because it's cheap, your consumer mindset makes you want to buy more.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's seen it, you're like Panda by Hall, and it's like, oh, this cost me like 30, this cost me 30, this cost me 40 in shipping. And it's like, you got four pairs of shoes, but like you could have then just got one reel. I don't know. That's how I think that it pushes like to spend more because it's cheaper.
At the end of the day, it's just mindset and perspective on fashion and stuff. Bro, what was I going to say? I had a really fucking good question. I can't remember what it was, but I get hit up by Panda by all the time. And it pains me to not make many vids about Panda by, because my views whenever I speak about Panda by are fucking amazing.
How much money for a Panda by deal?
I don't think I could do it unless it was a stupid amount of money.
What would you do? Because I have this conversation with Fifer every single day.
Well, it's probably, one, it's illegal, right? Yeah. So I probably wouldn't be able to get, my account might get fucked if I start making money off that illegal activity. So it'd probably have to be high six, low seven figures.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. And then
800K.
I said I'd give away half the money to people to buy authentic ones.
Yeah, because
obviously you're promoing like reps, but then if you were to do that and then like on the flip side, like give away loads of stuff, then if you did good with it, then
I would also need more information, because some reps, I imagine the back end of those reps do fund some dodgy shit, like the fashion does, fashion space in general is very corrupt, right? But I'm saying, like, I know I've heard some very dodgy stories, so I don't know if I want to be. I don't know.
Yeah,
let's leave that there before I get into trouble. We got a new segment. So we're going to talk about what's released recently, rumors, what's gone down. Not too long, but we'll go through it. So we do have some Travis Scott and Jordan 1 lows releasing at the end of this year. We have the Olive colorway. There's been lots more. I know you're a sneakerhead, so this is, feel free to input.
Do you want to know what it is? I feel like the Olive, they're releasing the original, but in the Olive colorway. I feel like that's, I wouldn't like that, because there's the Olive Travis, there's the original Travis already. Now you're just like putting the two together.
Yeah, they're really cashing on this Travis hype, man, because there's another pair coming in spring 2025. I can't remember what the name is, but there's just so much. There's so many OG Jordan 1 Low and Travis collaborations coming out now.
You've seen the yellow ones.
Yeah, they're after Travis's high school, right? So that's like his theme colors, and they're just
They're just, to be fair, we'll go with the fit right now.
I would like yellow. I would like yellow, but not the blue.
Yeah.
I like, actually, that's fucking weird. I'm wearing that exactly. That's kind of controversial. But I on a shoe, also the shoe's so fucking bold. Like,
yeah.
But I would buy that one because it's weird and different. The neutral tones and the constant earth tones bore me so much.
Yeah. I kind of know what you mean.
Because I'm not that guy who wears that cool stuff. So I like weird and wacky stuff. So I would rather side with the yellow stuff. But anyway, Travis and Nike fucking doing the most. And I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they said last year, this is going to be the last fucking Travis shoe.
You know what it is?
Like Jordan 1.
It's though. Like, why don't they release like another model of Jordan?
Yeah.
Another dunk. It's like always Jordan 1 lows. They haven't even done a high. They have
his signature silhouette coming out, the Jumpman Jack, which comes out in March. But that's it's touchy subject. Not everyone messes with it.
It's not me. It's not me.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on them as well, I think. Well, unless I hit retail, obviously, then I'll love them. But Jordan 4 Bred, the reimagined, that were really, really hyped. They went down really, really well, actually. People love this shoe. A pair sold for 17 grand on eBay this week, allegedly. So yeah, we can see here, they sold for that amount of money, nearly $20,000, because they had a factory defect on the Jumpman logo on the tongue.
Being backwards.
It's upside down.
Yeah.
It's upside down. 17 grand, but it's a bid. So there's no, I don't know if it actually went through, the sale went through. But if it did, if you're spending 17K on a shoe with a quality control issue.
Yeah.
Wait, everyone's gonna call them fake.
No, but this is the thing. At that point, if it is actually like a defect like that, then in the future it'll be worth a lot more money, and I kind of get it. But who said he didn't just like, you know, cut it and just flip it?
That's true. He could have just done, I don't know, maybe he could have, I don't know how the shoes are made, but he could have unstitched it maybe. But yeah, I don't know if they're ever gonna be worth that. I don't know if that's a sensible investment.
How much would you pay?
I was like, £400. I want to pay fuck all for them.
17 grand. You know how many shoes you could buy with 17 grand?
That's insane, mate. That's more than like, you know, that's kind of...
That's like F&F level.
Like, yeah, it's like Paris Dunk level. That's fucking insane, man. It's stupid. Stupid. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Whoever bought them.
Like, you're not intelligent. You're probably not intelligent.
Right.
That's more money than sense. 17 grand.
Yeah, that's crazy,
ridiculous.
Man. Right, Aiden, scroll before we have a breakdown.
I might cry.
We also had the there's more Yeezys coming out, right? And Kanye's been on a fucking mad one. He decided to call out Adidas multiple times on his new Instagram that he uses all the time. And he did this little like video saying, the real Yeezys are fake. But yeah, Yeezys are back. Yeezys are dropping again. The Adidas confirmed, I know you're a big reseller, Adidas confirmed they do the pre-auth now, which is they actually take payment. So it's to stop kind of people botting and shit a little bit more. Well, not to stop it, but to make it more difficult.
They're so horrid though.
And yeah, we have a new grey 350 and they're pretty shit.
I don't know. I don't know what they were thinking with that. And then Kanye's like, oh my God, it's fake. If you buy it, it's fake. But then, you know, if Kanye makes his own 350, that's fake. Because Adidas has like the rights.
In theory, it's not, logistically, legally, that is not a fake shoe because Adidas have the actual copyright and stuff like that and all the legal docs. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking weird. It's a weird time. Adidas need this because their stocks fell so much last year. Adidas need the Yeezy brand. And these will still sell.
I've heard they've not sold out though.
Really? Yeah. They probably haven't sold out, but they will still sell.
Can we get a VAR check on that? Have they sold out? But yeah, they're pine greens. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure every single size is still in stock.
Really?
Yeah.
All sizes still in stock. That's crazy.
Do you know why? Because Kanye said don't buy them.
Yeah, that's so weird, man. I thought they were still going to move, but
yeah,
because they're an ugly colorway, but they're a wearable colorway. Yeah, like some of the Yeezys, like if you remember the Mono Mist, the fucking one that like just came out of someone's ass, they're fucking disgusting.
I know you have them. They're like neon green ones.
The glow.
They're ridiculous.
Fucking mental. Anyway, we won't talk about Yeezys anymore because no one probably would have, views would have dropped off quite a lot after that point. But yeah, what else we got? Is that the news that all went down? Oh, here we have. We also have more fucking Yeezys. 2024, they're releasing all of these, apparently. So we've got loads more slides that probably will sell very well.
You know what the slides is the best thing that Yeezys
slides and foam runners will move. So we have like a lot of the MX colorways, the sand, the red one, which I can't pronounce, the zebras, blue tints, turtle doves, some of the OGs. They had the new MX slides, which are kind of crazy. They were meant to release last year, I believe.
What is that? It's like tie-dye. It's like dipped in paint.
Yeah, they're insane. But I quite like the... Inflame, I think they're called, the orange ones. I mean, yeah, they're quite cool. But yeah,
I still don't have a pair of Yeezy slides, and I still think they're one of the best things. Like
that's crazy. You got to get a pair of Yeezy slides.
I probably do.
Yeah, they've got to get. I think by the time summer comes, they won't be cool anymore. But yeah, they're fucking.
What do you think will be cool in summer for shoes?
I don't know. I have no idea, man. I think boots are still going to kill it because summer over here is not summer. It's not summer.
We have a fake summer.
Yeah, so you have like a couple of weeks where it's boiling and you can't wear boots, but the majority of time you'll be able to wear boots and stuff like that. Want, yeah. And they're going to fly. They're good. But stuff like 95s, Air Maxes are always, again, another timeless
silhouette. I'm so excited for someone to wear like the crazy shoes. I've been sitting on so many colourful shoes that I'm like, yeah, you can't wear that till summer.
Yeah. It should be good, sir. We also had Supreme and the North Face release. They released these crazy puffer jackets that someone behind the camera, Jed over there, has brought us today. I'm buying one, and we have Ants. Do you want to bring them over?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, bring them over, man. Bring them here, and then we, as we're speaking now, we can get a sexy little B-roll shot of you modeling them. So, yeah, the craziest thing about this jacket, like the main kind of staple, is it's double zipped. So, Aiden, you have to give me a shout if you can see it all right on the camera and stuff. Cool. But, right, so normal North Face Nupsy jacket, 700 puffer standard. A little bit of branding on the side there. You know, the Supreme and North Face on the right arm. And then flip it over and bam! You are it's another front.
So what way do you like, how do you wear it?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a fucking great question. I think you wear it with the
back to front, I reckon.
Yeah, I think you wear it this way. But it's a really cool piece. Since Supreme kind of were bought up by VF Corporation, they haven't done too many fun collaborations with the North Face because it's been so saturated, hasn't it, Jed? Yes, it has. Yes. It's been really saturated because they've done so many collabs. It's become really boring. They haven't really done anything cool. But this is weird, which I quite like.
It's different, and different's good. And that's why it's also sold out. And it's going for money on top.
Yeah, this is going for a little bit of profit, right? I'm buying it for about £20 over retail. So for the purpose of this this moment in time, they're not going for much because I don't want Jed to charge me anymore.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. And behind Ants again, we have a very, very cool piece, which was also part of the drop. We will exchange. Yeah. Now this is a Jed. What's it called? The taped seam. Yeah, the tape seam shell jacket. As you see here, a little hit of the North Face and Supreme on the arm. And again, the main purpose of this jacket, it's a waterproof jacket, not the main purpose, but the main staple, is that it's got the double zip and you can unzip it from the back. Pretty mad, actually.
Jed, how much you want?
This one's moving for a lot. This is moving for, are you a medium?
We can make it work.
I don't know. I think you're lying to yourself.
I think I am. I just think you said, cool stuff just like intrigues me.
Yeah, this is moving for 600. Fucking hell, £600.
Yeah, I'll check.
Yeah, £600, man. That is crazy, but it's very nice. And on the screen now, if you're watching it on YouTube, you'll be able to see our lovely model Antonio modeling it. So here you go. It's nice, man. It's nice. Thank you, sir. Sorry, you came onto the podcast, traveled all the way down, and I'm making you put stuff on the rail.
Should I try it out?
But yeah, they're nice pieces, bro. They're nice pieces.
It's different. It's unique.
It is different, yeah, for sure. I quite like it. But yeah, there was loads of different colorways released. You had like a camo variation. You had the cream and purple, and then the black as well. So
they should have done a mystery. And like mix and match.
They could have done a mystery. They could have done a bit more of it, but it's
still cool.
It's cool. It's cool. Even if you like it, or regardless if you like it or not, I think the fact that they've done something different is important here. So
yeah,
happy days. Antonio's old fits.
Oh my.
So let's rate some of Ants' old fits. We have a very interesting selected inventory here. So talk me through this one.
So this was ski trip for my college. Full Cortez tracksuit.
Damn.
It was like the black with the green stitching.
Yes. This was like peak Cortez, by the way. Yeah, this shit was hyped.
Yeah, this was hard to get. Then a yellow puffer from Superdry that my mum bought me.
It's not funny that it's from Superdry at all. But it's funny that you are wearing it. Do you know what I mean?
I still have that jacket. It's not getting worn, but I still have that jacket. And Yeezy 350s. Are those Belugas?
The Belugas.
I don't understand what I was thinking. I think I thought that the full tracksuit, yeah, that's cool. And like the Yeezys, they're Yeezys, so they're cool.
You can come do what you want.
Yeah. Jackets are just a pop of color.
Yeah, that is bad. I think
I have bad friends because no one said anything about it.
If 5 foot was here, I think you probably have a genuine mental breakdown right now. It's bad, but I've been there. I was there for a long time, and I might not be that far away from it, to be brutally honest. What are you rating out of 10?
You want to know what? 4, only because the bottoms aren't bad. Like, if they were skinny bottoms, I would be finished.
Yeah, joggers aren't bad, and the Yeezys at that time weren't. Well, it's not that long ago, but it was. They're not. I don't hate 350s that much. I come back to that. I'll go 3 out of 10.
Yeah, if the jacket was black, I don't think it'd be that bad. It's just the fact it's bright.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a jacket. It could be a cropped. You fashion guys would need that, a bit of a cropped fit. What do you call it when you like string it?
Cinching it.
That's it. Not stringing it, Jack. Fuck. On we go. Whoa! Look at him. Oh. Damn. How old are you here?
Probably like 14. 50. You know, this was when those Kappa bottoms were popping.
Yeah, I had a pair, bro. Yeah, I had a pair of them.
Those Kappa bottoms. This was. I just found out what Depop is outfit.
Yes, vintage
Puma t-shirt, which I actually still have. That
t-shirt's not bad. What's a side bag?
Not a clue.
This is very kind of 14-year-old. There's nothing wrong with this at all. This is just like a...
I think there's a lot wrong with it. No, look.
Well, there is fundamentally, it is shit.
Yes, it is dog shit. But
it's not that bad. Like, what have you got? Ultra Boost?
Yeah. You know what? I still back. I'd wear Ultra Boost now.
I still wear them?
I actually would.
Every day I go for my little runs. I do very small runs and I wear Ultra Boost. Yeah. They're not very good for your feet.
They're comfortable.
Running,
I remember
they're insanely comfortable, man. Yeah. They're but fucking like, sick.
Skinny bottoms. Oh.
3 out of 10. Three out of 10.
I give it a 2. Like, it's just... Oh,
yes. Bro's in his Roman era. we got a Trap Star. He's getting the Trap Star logo and he's getting the Arc branding in. And then Midnight Navy, some feet?
Nah, those are Jordan 5 white metallics.
Oh, shit.
I still have that shoe. I don't think it's a bad shoe. But it's like really bulky. The jeans.
It's not a bad shoe at all. Yeah.
Those are some Levi jeans. It's just, I'm such a Dave fan that I was like, yeah, this is the hardest t-shirt of all time.
Oh, is that the Dave collaboration? Trapstar. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would never wear it, but I appreciate it. I don't think this is actually that bad. I wouldn't wear it now.
But it can still be worn now for sure. Yeah, people still rock this for sure.
If you change the t-shirt and put a white t-shirt, I think it's an acceptable fit.
Yeah, I would give this like a 7. 6.
Nah, 7.
Above average.
5.5.
I'll go 6. Too harsh.
Oh my, yeah.
Oh, bro, he's getting the prime in.
This is what I meant when I went to uni. I bought expensive stuff and I just like merged it together.
What are they? Palm Angels?
Palm Angel bottoms.
Wow.
Red Thunder 4s and an Arc'teryx jacket.
Damn, bro was just breaching through that fashion with the Arc and then the...
I watched TikTok once. That's what this is.
Yeah.
With the ice pop prime.
The prime is the best thing about this picture, man. It's not that bad. The kicks, you could if you went with a different pair of kicks, it probably could have been quite...
Black and navy, I feel like it's just like, it's very clashy. And I also have a school backpack on. And like, it's just, nah, for me, this is probably the worst one.
Really?
Yeah. This is, because like, I...
Not a logo either.
You know what? I just despise Red Thunder 4s. Like, that is the one shoe that I'm like, I can't ever be like, yeah.
We sell quite a lot of them, so I love them. Yeah. I think they're amazing. Please continue to buy them on my website.
Do you want to know a funny story about that shoe? I nearly got stabbed trying to get that pair of shoes.
Nearly got stabbed?
So I did first come, first serve at Offspring in Brighton, queued out at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And like the typical thing happens where like 30 minutes before opening, it gets swarmed by
roadmen that are
all like, yeah, no, I'm getting my pair. And like, yeah, they were like being very like aggressive to everyone. And I think, I don't want to say things that, but like, yeah, you can kind of imagine... No one was hurt, nothing crazy like that, but like I'm trying to think of the correct word to explain. Like there was not, I don't want to say emphasis, but like that could have happened.
Yeah, that
Do you
kind
know what
of
I mean?
Vibe.
That it could have, as
Fuck.
In yeah, that could have happened, but it didn't. But like there, people were fighting over shoes, that shoe.
Yeah,
like,
which that is shoe crazy caused, now.
Like, a lot of problems.
This, which is crazy now because you pick them up on eBay for like 160, 170, yeah. 180.
I think I sold my pair for 150. I was like, because like at the time I was like, I loved this shoe so much. Then like as time passed, I was just like.
Yeah.
I went for a lot for that shoe. I could have just sold it and made 100 quid, but nope.
What are we rating it?
One and a half.
One?
One and a half. I can't back it.
I'll go five. Oh, same lift, same lift, same pose.
Ooh. That was the uni lift. Do you know what it is? It's the pounding. Like, I'm like this.
He's got a bit of the what do you call it? The mewing. The mewing.
Yeah.
Unknown London, right?
Yeah. Oh, nah. I hate Ryan. There's nothing I hate in my life more than Rhinestone. Nah. I don't mind Unknown London's other bits, but the Rhinestone to me is completely off limits. That
really?
Like I can't. Like, I can't bring myself to wear anything that's rhinestone.
Mm.
And that, like, this was past its time. But, like, maybe...
Yeah, they popped for a little while. When they smashed popping, it, man.
Yeah, and I had that, I was the guy.
You were cold. Cold with it. Yeah. And then some interesting skinny joggers with a little bit of a pocket on the side. Kind of like cargo joggers.
Cargos.
Damn.
Yeah, nah. Like, wow. How my ankle's breathing. And then, do you know what doesn't make it better? I wish I put the fours on with that.
But the cause fours, yeah.
Not even cause four, the fours before.
Oh, yeah, but yeah,
like,
yeah.
The Yeezy 350s just like didn't match the vibe at all. I really did not know how to dress.
I'll give this one a three.
A one. It's horrid. Oh,
he's got the pine greens, BOGO, the Nike trackies.
I must have been 16 when this happened.
So you had a lot of money at 16, bro. What
the fuck? I was selling shoes.
Like, jeez.
I was, that BOGO was the first.
You had a beard at 16.
Huh?
I can't even get that amount now.
Yeah. Trim was woeful. This was just after lockdown. Like, lockdown must have.
Yeah,
just
so it would have been what, like, when was it? 20. Late 21, early 22.
No, it would have been really early 21 or late 2020. But the shoes, that was the pine greens that I bought and I was gassed for. Those bottoms was a full Nike tracksuit that I bought.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm him.
I'm
not him. And the BOGO I still have is a size large, but I bought it for a steal and it was the first BOGO I ever bought. So I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's sick. That's like, quite nice, man.
It's actually still with me right now. I just can't physically wear it because it looks
too
like,
yeah, that's
looks
not like bad. That's not a bad, that's not a bad BOGO. It's quite a nice color, actually.
A pair of jeans would have made the fit like.
A bit of blue would have been nice, man. Yeah. A bit of light blue. I'll give this a four. I don't think it's that bad. You got two nice pieces.
I give it
pieces,
like a four. I'll back a four. Yeah.
Okay, fair. You know what? I think 5 foots was worse. Some of 5 foots was bad. In a good way, though. Like, it was, you know, yeah. Progress was
you
made.
You heard it here first. I'm better dressed than 5 foot.
Well, I'm not the person to declare any of that stuff, man.
You heard it here first. Nah, back in the day, though, I've seen some of his fits, mate. They were actually horrid. He gives me, like, proper Java vibes. And now he wears Wallabies.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Very interesting. Interesting.
I did some more stuff. I've got a couple more bits, but couple more questions. Any questions for me, like you said?
Yeah. What's the first pair of shoes you bought?
Oh, man. I don't know. I had a pair of New Balances back in like 2012. And they were, I don't know what the silhouette was. I don't know what the design was. But I remember one of my first pieces of streetwear was the Palace Cherub hoodie. Remember that? Yep, and it had the lining on the hood, red and white. Yeah, fucking sick. Had a hole in it. It was fucked. And yeah, I did have quite a couple of fake Palace bits, but not knowingly. My cousins was back in the day massively into streetwear and Palace, and I bought a couple of Trifurcs on Depop, and they were just fake. They were never real pieces, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing back then. I would have been like 15, 16.
Tri-ferg.
Yeah, and I put a picture on Snapchat. I was like, this is fucking sick. I'm going to look welcome. Everyone's going to be like, damn.
How did
be popping
you find
up and be like,
fake?
Huh?
How did you find
that? My cousin was like, Jack, you're a fucking idiot. They're not real. And then I put them up on Snapchat. I was like, damn, I'm going to get so many girls replying to this. This is going to be sick. And it was actually just my cousin being like, Jack, you're a dickhead.
You know what? I feel like TikTok now has saved that aspect.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to know if something's real or fake.
Yeah, because especially if you post a video on it on TikTok, everyone will fucking slam you.
Same, it's like the Cortez MX-95s. That's like the most fake shoe of like the last year.
Really, there's a lot of them. We've been sent quite a few actually. Yeah,
they're like, and they look horrid. So like, I feel like now people because a TikTok can see what's real to not.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. It's just access, right? So everyone can kind of search it up quickly and more people can show off and stuff like that.
And what's the most expensive thing you've ever bought?
It will probably be the Stony. The heat reactor Stony that I don't have anymore.
How much that cost you?
So just over $2,000. Yeah. Oh. Just over $2,000.
How much you sell it for?
Same price. That's But I had to get someone to source it for me. And I genuinely went through so much to get that jumper. And I really fucking wish TikTok had their creative fund on back then, because I made so much money. I got so many views from that jumper.
TikTok creator fund's it's a weird one now. I loved it and I hate it.
Really? I got paid today. It's quite nice.
I got paid today. But generally, I don't know if it's happened to you, but I was speaking to a few other people. Like the first 3 months of it was like really good. And then like now they've slowly started like lowering RPMs.
How much did you get paid today?
Today? Like 2.
Really? That's fucking good. That's probably more than me.
My RPM used to be 90p.
So what's the RPM now?
60. In the space of a month, every day I lost 1p.
That's crazy. Yeah, mine's low. So
what are you at?
Like between 20 and 30.
As these, what, it fluctuates up and down?
Yeah,
I haven't had an up in a long time.
But my vids, this, it's actually gone up this month because February's been a low month for me view wise. But January and December and January was insane. I mean, I was hitting probably, what's that, maybe like 30, 40, 50 million views. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but like stupid numbers, right?
Yeah,
and I made less money then than I did this month.
But what do you feel about posting videos that, so me now, I used to purposely be like, yeah, you know, that video is 50 seconds, we'll make it a minute.
Yeah.
Now like, I don't aim for a minute. It's just like, if it's a minute, it's a minute.
Most of my vids, like since moving out in my flat, which was April 2023, have been over a minute anyway. Yeah. So way before the plan came in. So I was pretty set, but it's a nice bit of money, but it's not
It's an add-on. That's what I use that as, I invest that money into videos. That's
really?
Quite sick,
yeah, that's good. That's good.
And then like, maybe it's a little bit extra, but it's a bit of an odd one, especially from what it was before. You're earning like £3 a day.
Yeah. And now it's kind of earning like 40, 50 a day,
you can make a living out of it.
You can, man. But it'd be interesting how long it stays for. But Antonio, before we go, I have a present for you. I know you came quite a long way. I know you, Antonio, you have an Italian heritage and you're a Juventus fan, old lady.
This scares me.
No, this is good, man. You might already have something very similar.
Oh my!
But this is a 90s Italian track jacket.
Oh my god!
Let me get it on
gorgeous.
Aiden, let me grab it on the. It's not that special. It's not really that interesting to anyone else, but it might be for Antonio.
That is.
But it should fit you. Hopefully, it fits you. It's got like a crop bottom, so it should be quite an easy fit. But
cropped and boxy fit.
Yeah.
Nah, this is gorgeous.
But yeah, I hope you'll probably enjoy that more than I will. But I think it's sick. But I looked at my wardrobe before because I was going to give it to you. I knew it whenever you came on.
Yeah.
I looked at it. I was like, maybe I should keep this. But I was like, it's coming quite a way.
I'm going to try it on. I need to take the hoodie off.
Yeah, we'll try it on. We could do it. Let's get it. We'll try it on at the end.
Okay.
We'll try it on at the end.
But nah, man, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
How good, so good.
I'm trying to build the biggest Italy track jacket collection.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good goal to put, but this is, I do not have this.
Diodora, innit?
Yeah.
Sick, man. Really cool. The back then, I don't know if it's 80s or 90s or what it was. It's not early 2000s. I think it's probably earlier than that, but sick piece, man. Really cool.
Older than me. It will be.
Probably me as well. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been Antonio Kicks, aka Ants Kicks. Thank you so much for coming on, man. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for coming down.
It's a bit of a trek for you, so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Have fun.
Check out Ants' socials. Check out his new brand that's popping off.
Not one brand.
Yeah, which he will try and hopefully not get this one shut down by the police.
Yeah.
And get arrested in the process. But 6 p.m. every Monday, Hype Report drops. If you're listening on Spotify, go and give it a like. If you're on YouTube, like and subscribe, please. We'll see you in the next one.